And with our monthly visit, though we'd welcome them anytime they want to come by to talk and get some good healthful information out on the radio to the listeners, is from the Lorain County General Health District. We have health educators Katie Bevan and also Marissa Wehner. Good morning. Thank you both for being here this morning as well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about some of the things I joked with Craig that, sure, you come up with the healthy eating yummy foods topic right as we start with a lot of the festivals and fairs that are coming here as well. Of course, when we go to those type of things, we know that we're going to select some interesting, unique types of foods and maybe give us a chance to try something that we know that we wouldn't sit here and eat funnel cakes every day or the fries and the lemonade as much. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things related to, you know, healthy, and you have healthy, yummy food. A lot of times people kind of think they're mutually exclusive. In other words, they have a sense where healthy foods are things that are not yummy, but I guess
they go hand in hand so often. And so, you know, when it comes to public health and how we view food and the people in our community, we really believe that everyone deserves to have access to healthy and delicious food, and everyone deserves to be able to eat those foods. And so one thing that we want to share this morning is that, you know, the risk of heart disease and diabetes and other chronic diseases, they can be reduced through physical activity and food. We talk about that often when we come on with you guys. You know, but what happens to the people who can't afford foods that they need in order to stay healthy? What happens to those people? And so that's something that we explore and we ask ourselves when we are at team meetings in the health department or when we're out working with partners. And so one of the things that Marissa's really been working hard with is the Salvation Army. And so I know she wants to share a story about them and kind of give the Salvation Army some props this morning.
Yeah, so one great pantry here in Lorain County, the Salvation Army Pantry on Broadway in Lorain, they have been working very hard to reduce some of these barriers for their pantry clients. And so back in May of 2016 was when this all began. The Salvation Army worked with the health district to convert their pantry to a client choice model. And what this means, and many of the pantries in the county have since kind of converted to this model, but what it means is basically the pantry set up more like a grocery store. So this gives the clients the opportunities to choose the foods they take home. They're making the selections. And before all this kind of took place, and the clients would actually just receive a box or a bag of foods
to take
home. So
they'd go through a line and someone would hand them, here's the, you know, protein, here's your grains, you know, whatever, and then they would be on their way and they would look through and see what it was.
Right.
Almost like, I would assume most of it almost seemed like cookie cutter. Everything would be almost the same for everybody who showed up then, right?
Exactly. So what that causes a problem for is if you're someone that has special dietary needs. So take, for example, a diabetic client that might not be able to eat some of the high sugar items, you know, those are going to go to waste. So not only are they receiving items that they can't eat or might not know how to prepare, but they, you know, but they're also going to waste. So what this new model really helps with is they're given the power to select the items that they take home. So you're choosing what you want to eat, you're choosing what you know how to eat. So it's just good all around.
And anybody, when you make choices, you've chosen, so you think to yourself, who picked this stuff out for me? And you're thinking, well, I did. So then you have more responsibility. I would assume, though, sometimes when they do those prepackaged, hand them out type of thing, it's all for efficiency, right? If there's a lot of people being served and they want to be able to do it, how do they work through that issue of making people, I mean, I could go in a grocery store and look through shelves and spend a lot of different times, and you're thinking, well, there's a lot of more other people coming through. How do they work that out? What's the process for that?
Yeah, you know, it's actually, the choice model actually is very efficient as well. So like I said, it's kind of set up like a grocery store. You would see if you walked in, they have specific shelves with different categories. You might see cereals, condiments, canned meat, fruits, vegetables, protein, and some fresh produce. And pantry staff and volunteers are there to assist client patrons as they come in with kind of walking through the different options that are available on the shelves and pointing out how many items each client can choose from that category. And so these volunteers play an integral role of really kind of describing to the client how it works, walking them through. And, you know, there's different amounts allotted based on how many family members are receiving that food. So, Yeah, and so they would walk. You walk through the pantry, and you know, for example, you come to the vegetable section, and you might have be able to choose two options out of the carrots, the green beans, or the peas. And then you know, you fill your bag, and you kind of are on your way.
That's right. You don't want to bring home peas if you're not a pea family, right?
No.
The worst thing you do is have those vegetables.
Absolutely.
And then you have those dinner time, you know, fights or whatever. I would assume they also offer maybe ideas of how to prepare some of this stuff too, because a lot of times you can get ingredients, and you may be overwhelmed or you're not even sure how to prepare some of these vegetables and fruits like that.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of where the next step of what a lot of these pantries are doing in the Salvation Army, you know, they're looking to how do we kind of take it to the next level, provide some recipe cards to support, you know, the foods that are being selected, and how do we actually offer some cooking classes here at the pantry. So that is something that the Salvation Army has, you know, been kind of planning for, hopefully for this fall, is to be able to offer that to their clients, where they actually come in and cook the food themselves and take the ingredients home.
So how long has this sort of choice been going on now with the Salvation Army?
It started around in May of 2016 was when the process kind of got started, and it was in November, you know, that it really kicked off. And the results have just been astounding. You know, over 99% of people have said that they like the choice model better, you know, that they feel like they are taking home foods that they like to eat and want to eat and know how to eat. So it's just been a really great impact in the community.
I suppose also from just sort of an individual self-esteem sense, sometimes people, when they go to a food pantry or whatever, and they're just sort of feel like they're just you know, it's robotic, and they take this and they go home. This kind of gives them an interaction, and they don't feel the same way they would have if they were just sort of getting the three staples or five staples or whatever they were supposed to be getting.
Yeah, that's very true, you know, and the volunteers and the pantry workers, they're really getting to know the clients that are coming in, you know, every week. And so I think it really is building that relationship, and also not only are they able then to offer some food services, but what you find with these pantries is that they are providing a lot of other community services and support, and able to connect these people to other needs that they might be having. So they're really a great staple in the community for food, but for a lot of other things as well.
We're talking this morning with Marissa Wehner, also Katie Bevan this joining us, health educators with Lorain County General Health District. I turn my page on some of the things we want to talk about. I see we have more of the breastfeeding education and sport that continues.
Mm-hmm.
Still issues happening, or what are people talking about related to this topic?
Yeah, well, we're just flowing from one food topic to the next, you know. So when we think about breastfeeding, it's really important that people remember that it's really the original source of food and nutrition for most of us. And so breastfeeding is certainly something that our society has kind of seen ebbs and flows over the years, where, you know, clearly when mankind first began or evolved or whichever, people were all breastfed, and you had no other choice because that was the only. And then as we, you know, saw the years progress, we saw the introduction of formula and some of those things. And so there's definitely been ebbs and flows of the rates of breastfeeding. And so here in our county, we're really fortunate because there are a lot of support systems in place for moms and dads and families so that they can provide breast milk if that's what they choose to do. And so, you know, for instance, through the Lorain County Health Department, during our prenatal as well as newborn home visiting program, our nurses are able to come to the home and meet with moms and dads and talk them through, really, you know, what does it mean to breastfeed and what are some normal things that you're probably going to experience, and educate you on what to expect and what not to expect.
Katie, what are some of the health benefits for the baby?
Sure. So, I mean, one of the biggest things is, I mean, clearly the nutrition piece. So in breast milk, a baby is able to get all of the fat and proteins that they need in order to develop a healthy brain and continue their body to grow. Because as you know, I know you're a dad, Craig, and so maybe you can remember back when your daughter was young, that first few months you want to see a big increase in weight. And so that breast milk is able to do that very efficiently. So beyond and the growth and development of the brain and body, then you also have that opportunity for that immunity. And so breast milk has some really amazing properties within it that create a strong immune system for that baby. And so it's actually very fascinating, and I won't get too scientific on you, but it's pretty amazing. So basically when a mother and baby are nursing, and say the mom has come into contact with some germ or bacteria in her environment. So maybe she's been around someone who has the common cold. And so the mom is now at risk for that, you know, for developing a common cold herself. What the body will start to do is it will start to change the properties of the breast milk very quickly. And then when the baby goes to nurse on the mother again the next time and for a while after, that breast milk properties actually change. So the baby now becomes more immune toward the common cold or whatever germ or bacteria the mom has been exposed to. And that is happening on a regular basis. So it's very fascinating. There's a lot of research about it. I'll try not to get any more geeky on you about breastfeeding.
I'm enjoying this part. This is very interesting. So it's like you have the host and you have the baby and this whatever germs are inviting the, mm-hmm. the mother, then it sort of incubates with the baby in a sense with getting that.
So it's very fascinating, and it's a wonderful thing. And so, of course, there's always that love and affection connection, too, that's happening naturally. Anytime two people are together in close connection, you have that opportunity to bond a little bit more quickly. And so breastfeeding offers that for mom and baby.
Okay. And I see the Breastfeeding Support Group is available. I guess sometimes there's always questions about things and issues, either especially if you go back to work and mm-hmm. having the breast milk available for the baby and that type of a thing.
Yeah, so the Breastfeeding Support Group is a wonderful resource in the community. And there's other support groups around, but we will kind of give them some extra props. So if you're listening and you want to talk to a lactation consultant, you can go ahead and call their warm line, and their phone number is 329-7466. And that's available to any mom and baby. You do not need to have delivered there.
And it's coming up. We are just a couple of weeks away from the Lorain County Fair. Craig and I, the WEOL staff, will be out there as well. So we will plan our week. And I know that the Lorain County General Health District has responsibilities at the fair. Sometimes you have a booth and activities, but there's other important components, right? You go around inspecting to make sure that what we're eating is, I would use the word, quote, healthy.
Well, safe. Let's talk about safety.
All right, safety.
This is the safety component of what we do. And so you're right. Leading up to the fair, we're really busy making sure that food service establishments who are going to be at the fair have their proper licensure and that they're prepared and are educated on safe food preparation practices. And then leading just a few days up into the fair, our registered sanitarians are out there working with, you know, your funnel cake place and your ice cream spot and your pizza joint and whatever else is out there that's your favorite fair food.
Are they out there as well during the fair?
Yes. Yeah, we are. And so our sanitarians are out there just making sure that everything's up to speed so that you can go out and really enjoy your fair experience without any risk to your health.
One thing we've seen in recent years, more and more hand sanitizers at county fairs, and I imagine that'll be the case again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're strolling through and you're going through the different barns, and you'll notice sanitizers posted throughout the fairgrounds, and that's an opportunity for the health district to help reduce the spread of germs. And so we know that any time that humans are interacting with animals, there's a risk for things, and so we want to prevent any risk from being present.
Also going on, fit walks. You go to the fair, you go walk around the fair. There's lots to see and do, and you can kind of get exercise. But you have other things always going on with the Metro Parks, right?
Oh, yeah. So we work really closely with the Metro Parks. So every Monday, you can come out to Oberlin Splash Zone and walk from 5:30 to about 6:15, 6:30. And then we are also every Thursday at the Beaver Creek location in Amherst to walk from 5:30 to 6:15. And that's a unique location, so we're outdoors during this time of year at Beaver Creek. And yet you can also, if today's too hot, what's today, Thursday? Oh, today's the day. If today's too hot, then you can always go to our partner location, which is indoor, nice and cool, which is the Mercy Rec Center. And what's unique about this location that a lot of people don't realize is that you can go in for fit walks, and yet you can also stay and use their machines. So you can get on maybe a cardio machine or walk on a treadmill or use some weights, and there's no cost on Thursdays at 5:30.
And, of course, we are getting back to the school, and I've seen forms everywhere related to vaccines, vaccinations, depending. My daughter is going to be a senior, so she's got that second shot, and I think it's the meningitis vaccine, if not, or one of those things like that. So there's all those different things. But you obviously get information about getting the vaccines and getting people vaccinated and have all those shots they needed when they come into contact with other kids.
Yeah.
At school.
Yep. Whether you're getting your child ready for their senior year or kindergarten, or maybe you're an adult and you need a pneumonia shot this year, give us a call at the health district and we can set you up with an appointment or even just answer vaccine questions for you.
All right. Lots of great things going on here with the Lorain County General Health District. Craig, I've learned that in the health department, you can become a lactation consultant or a licensed sanitarian or something. So there's all sorts of different besides health educators, a lot of different topics for people to be a part of. It all helps to make a healthy Lorain County. If people want to find out more about some of the topics we've had, where's a good place for them to get some details on things?
Sure. They can visit us on the web at LorainCountyHealth.com, or you can always call us and talk to us, a live person, at 440-322-6367.
Well, great. Very much for health educators Marissa Wehner and also Katie Bevin stopping in this morning. Have a good day. Thanks for both of you to come in.